Hello.
What's going on?
Welcome.
It's official. We're recording. We're live.
We're recording. Welcome to Marriage Out Loud.
We are live.
We're live in the flesh. Sean Periscope. Follow us on Marriage Out Loud if you want to get in on the live action.
That's it.
We have our faithful few.
That's it.
Lindsay Rose.
What's happening?
California.
So what's up? So let's get into it. We got four cameras going tonight. We got four cameras going. Look at this.
Boom,
we got that one. We got that one. We got that one. Boom.
Okay, we got a couple of cameras.
I told y'all, we got a couple of cameras. That's how I do it.
Oh,
like,
my God. You get on my nerves.
Multiple views. You know what I'm saying?
You get on my nerves. Well, last week, guys.
Well, my beard is all fleek.
Boy. First of all, using the word fleek again. This dude is like 40.
What's up?
I mean, I'm just saying. Last week was a good week. You were really vulnerable. Actually, he's been telling me some things. Get off of my stuff.
I want y'all to see me for real. I want y'all
to see my gosh.
You know what I mean? All right, there you go. Yeah,
whatever. You were really vulnerable last week. And you've been really vulnerable these last couple of days, even today.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, he's actually been saying real stuff instead of just, like, that, you know, crap stuff. Colts. Lindsay don't like
it. It's just a hat, Lindsay. It's just a hat. I ain't a Colts fan.
Whatever. So last week you were vulnerable. How did I do?
What do you mean?
Last week you asked me if I could trust you.
why are you laughing?
If I could trust you and let it be, you know, let it be known like that I trust you and give you the old college try and make sure you knew that, you know, you.
I mean, we haven't talked since last podcast. We have not even had a conversation since this time last week.
And whose fault is that?
It's your fault.
Let's just say this.
Say what?
We go through some things.
Oh, yeah, we be in.
Get it off of the screen.
I'm sorry.
Just like that.
So.
Just like that. There's questions here. Remember, there's broadcasting that I'm doing. I'm the technical person here.
Yeah.
So stop. We had a rough week.
We had a very rough. It was crazy.
We weren't talking.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Not at all.
Why is that?
I don't know. Because I come home, you don't want to talk to me. I come home, you already sad. I come home, you already mad. I come home, you already in all these type of feelings. I ain't seen you all day. And you already in all these feelings.
You don't want
me. I don't understand.
You don't want me to be real.
Say what?
Do you want me to? Because if you want me to,
listen.
No, you might as well tell him first. Because
I'm not telling him nothing.
Okay, because I will tell him the real.
I'm gonna tell you the real.
Okay, tell him.
Last night I repented.
Okay, you gonna start over the repent? Okay.
Last night I repented.
Because prior to that,
I don't know what happened. That's under the blood. Listen, when I repented last night, I forgot about everything that happened up to that point. I forgot. Even God forgot. So who am I to try to remember what happened before last night? Who? It's no longer in.
All
longer
we're
this.
Saying is that it was a rough week. So I don't know if you felt that encouraged because I tried to give that to you, but then I felt like there were moments where you wanted me to encourage you, but then you would act like a baby. And it was like, do you want me to be your wife or do you want me to be your mother?
Well, listen.
That's how I felt like.
Okay.
You have to go back from last week because you piggyback on this week's podcast.
I understand what you're saying. I get it. I respect it.
Is it true?
What?
What I just said.
What did you say? Girl, you just said a whole lot. You said a whole lot.
I be
confused. I be confused. Please come back. Lindsay, please come back. She need a friend. Come back. Move back.
If Lindsay were here.
Lindsay, move back.
I would be in her house.
Yes, please.
Not talking to
her. That'd be awesome. You need somewhere where you can escape. Just go catch a little pallet on the floor and take a nap.
I'm serious.
Yeah, you need.
Because Abby lived too far away.
Come on. I need you. I need you to go. I need you.
I need to go somewhere right
okay,
now.
Okay, so anyway.
All I'm saying is that you wanted me to be, you wanted me to believe in you. You said every man wants their woman to be an encourager and say you can do it. And I believe you and I trust you. Those were the words you used. And I trust
Definitely.
You. But then, and the same token, you can't want me to be that way and I'm that way. But then call me and act like a baby.
I wasn't acting like a baby. I was speaking from my heart. So if that means me being a baby, speaking from my heart.
Oh my
then I'm
God.
Not speaking from my heart
Let me
no
get
more.
The milk. Let me get the milk. Let me get the milk off that because, I mean, I'm just saying.
I wish I would have been.
You call me, oh my God, my stomach hurts. I want to, I can't leave though. I can't leave because my stomach, I have a couple of guys. I don't know if it's that chili or but I can't. Oh God, Heather.
If you only know how many times.
Nobody's coming in here today.
If you only know how many times I had to go to the bathroom.
I'm not cutting any heads today, Heather.
Your chili tore my stomach up.
Oh my God, I don't know what's going
on. That's why I like using them Great Northern kidney beans.
And the thing is like, if I can say, babe, you got this. Go get them. Go get them. But then you keep calling me talking about stupid stuff like that, like, then I can't, like, what do you want me to be your mom? You want me to bring some Pepto-Bismol?
No, I want you to give me a pep rally. I don't want no Pepto-Bismol. I want a pep rally.
I'm sorry.
I want you to get some pom-poms.
You sounded like Isaac.
I want
Isaac.
You to get on one of them.
You sounded like Isaac, like calling me from school. Just waiting. Like, mommy, I done threw up. Come pick me up.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's what I want you to do.
I know. You wanted me to give you an out. You wanted me to say, honey, come home.
Honey, I already know you ain't going to do that.
Your stomach hurts because he did go to the emergency room over a stomach ache $500 later.
Listen, one thing I do know about you.
We've talked about it.
One thing I know about you, I'm not going to get no sympathy.
Hearts.
I know I'm not going to get no sympathy.
Bring me some hearts on
you understand
that
what I'm saying?
Thank
I know
you,
I'm
hearts.
Not going to get no sympathy
you.
From you.
That's
so
smart,
if I know
if
I'm
going to
call anybody for some sympathy, it ain't going to be from you.
Okay.
Okay.
So don't call me being like a baby.
I'm not calling you being like
if
a baby.
If you want me to treat you like,
how come when I call you and hit you with the stomach problem, you're like, honey, let me pray for it. Let's pray Jesus over your belly.
Oh, my God.
You did not one time pray Jesus over my belly.
Oh, my God.
And Jesus loved my belly. And Jesus is in my heart. He's not in my belly, but I wanted you to pray for my belly. And you did not care one time.
Do you see?
You did not care one time about my belly.
Do you see?
I need you to pray for my belly.
Do you see? And then I was like, Mike, you always have stomach problems, and let's just be real.
Well, honey, it's your chili.
It's not my chili because
it is. Every time I eat your chili, I get stomach problems.
No. Anytime you eat anything, you get stomach problems. So what that means is that you have irritable bowels. Syndrome.
No.
You have IBS.
Why do you throw
you have IBS.
Well, you throw everything known to man in the chili.
Can you get tested?
Can we eat chili without beans?
Can we get tested? Because seriously.
You gonna pay for the bill?
I'm just saying you.
I guarantee if you make chili without beans, my stomach will be straight.
Your stomach hurts on everything.
Listen. We ain't gonna get into chili stuff. Listen.
Okay.
Alright, so let's get back on subject. We talk about this all night.
Let's get back on subject. Hey, Michael Farr. Welcome. Okay, so here's the thing. Last week, someone asked Mike a Dear Abby question. Mike, what do you think a Christian husband's role is in the family? Do you think most men live up to it? And you know Mike ain't have a good answer because, you know, it's Mike Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tarifa Young sent us a little link for you to look at.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, she said, this is for Mike Shelton pronto.
Pronto.
The first one is to love your wife as Christ loved the church.
That's what I said.
That you said.
That's what I said.
But this means what you didn't say here.
Oh,
this
God.
Means that you should be willing to risk your life to help or save your wife. Hello.
Listen.
Oh,
I'm going to go back to this.
Fire.
Listen, I don't like to repeat myself, but I'm going to repeat myself.
Woo.
I get one life. I get one life to live.
And it ain't for me.
Right now.
It ain't for me.
If it's a life or death situation,
it's gonna be you.
It's every man for himself.
Please, y'all.
It is every man for himself.
I'm gonna need somebody to correct this man.
It's every man for himself.
Oh my God.
I'm not finna.
He won't. I'm just saying.
I'm keeping it 100.
He won't.
I'm keeping it 100.
You probably wouldn't for Isaac either.
I would for Isaac. Honey, we are adults. You've got to learn how to run.
I gotta learn how to swim myself.
Swim. You better learn how to dodge a bullet. You better learn how to do all that.
Do you see? But he wants to treat brother-in-law doesn't agree. I'm saying, Melvin said he don't agree.
That's all right, Melvin. You'll be dead and I'll be alive. It's simple. I'll still be able to play Xbox. And don't get me wrong. Hey, I'll show Chevy how to play Minecraft. Oh, I'll be here to show him how to play Minecraft.
I'm saying, y'all, do you see? So he want to be treated like this dude, but then he'll let me die. I promise you, just like when we all remember the pizza story. We all remember when that person called me a ninja, but it was the other word, basically.
No.
And Mike Shelton ain't even
that's
step,
a lie.
Ain't even
that never happened.
Oh, check the old podcast.
I'll put a link up. Continue on.
Okay.
Continue on.
Another reason, first of all, I got to go check. Don't tap me.
Listen, girl, let me pick this up right here, y'all. I'm going to tell y'all something. She be fronting. She be acting like she's saying all this stuff like she being for real. This stuff a lie. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, you got to keep 100 in this life. I'm going to live. If you can't swim, you bound to drizz down. It's that simple. Boom, there you go.
And
you
that is a sad sack of mayonnaise.
Okay, so let's keep it going.
I'm married to a sad sack of
mayonnaise. Let's keep it going, honey.
Love your wife in the same way that you love your body and your life.
Who said that?
Tarifa!
Who is Tarifa?
A listener.
Okay.
And so you.
So what she said?
Here's the thing. You care for your body daily. You try to be as well fed and healthy as possible. You quickly take care of any needs or desires that you may have. Any sexual desires as a husband should be cared for with your wife. In the same way, care for your wife's needs and well-being. Feel your wife's pain and illness and rejoice in her health and happiness as if it were your own life.
I'm with that.
A husband must see his wife's sexual desires and make supreme efforts to make those needs too. Basically,
hallelujah.
Her needs or desires, whether they be financial,
praise the Lord,
physical, emotional, or spiritual, must receive your full attention.
Okay, keep reading. Keep reading.
In this way, you can love her and provide for her just as much as you do yourself.
But it never did say to die for you. It said everything but that. So that means it tells me, as long as you're alive, I got to take care of you. I got to make sure you're fulfilled. But if it come to a gunshot wound, a drown situation, a slip and fall,
I don't know what else to do.
You are on your own.
I don't know what else to say. He will always hold himself higher.
Girl, I'll put you in the dope casket. I'm gonna put you in the best.
He's missing the point. He's missing. No. Because that's how he treats me. And it's very okay. There's a lot of points. I'm gonna put the link up on when I put this podcast out about
it.
What Tarifa sent. But this last one was my favorite.
Oh, what it say? Let's hear.
This was my favorite sent.
Okay.
Be one flesh with your wife in every way.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Read it.
Enjoy life with her
was
as
it
if
Matthew
you.
19:15.
I didn't say the scripture. I just am reading the commentary.
Well, I want them to know where we're coming from.
Enjoy life with her as if you want to be inseparable from her. Inseparable?
Yeah, that's it. That's right.
Inseparable?
That's right. That's it. That's
I used to be on the news.
That's it.
Long to be with her you did when you first met. Rush home from work to see her. Think about her during the day. Listen. Call her every day and text her as much as you can. Learn as a couple to agree on everything and be like-minded. Enjoy intimacy and sex often.
I enjoy it every day.
For yourself.
I do. I enjoy
it. For yourself.
I enjoy it.
For yourself.
I love
literally, point in case this morning. For yourself.
Okay.
For you. Only for you.
Okay. Keep going. Keep going. I'm loving these points. Because I'm agreeing with everything it's saying.
Only for you.
Okay. Keep going. Keep reading.
You
I want
should,
you to read.
You...
I want you to read. Give it to the people that listen.
You should have sex as often as necessary to meet the desires of whichever spouse has a strong
hallelujah.
Sex drive. But isn't... okay, I'm going to finish.
Girl, let's
schedules and health permits.
Have schedules.
Spend time just...
I don't want a health permit. I know you ain't got no viruses. Nothing like that. You ain't out there creeping with the deacon.
Spend time just talking and sharing the day's events. Show a genuine interest and listen intently to your wife. Give her your full attention and eye contact anytime she is talking to you. Your wife is more important than anything or No. Last point. Shut up. Last point. I ain't mean to diss like that, but real. For real.
Ooh.
Your wife is more important than anything or anyone alive but Jesus Christ.
I
be
know
unified
that's right.
and one with your wife. Mother Snucker, if you don't read this and tattoo them on your heart, I don't know how long this relationship is going to keep going because this is my heart's crack.
I hear you. And I hear you. Listen, I heard that tattoos hurt on the heart, first of all. But I get what you're saying. I'm not going to get a tattoo chest. But what I will do is this. I will take all this into consideration. I will. I'm going to take it all into consideration.
Thank you for the heart, y'all.
I'm going to take it into consideration.
Thank you for the heart.
Because listen, I want to be one
That's
with you.
Homies.
I want to be one with you in the flesh.
No, you only heard sex.
No,
you
I did not.
Those points are perfect.
Listen,
that's for Mari.
Listen. Mari's going to, she's going to agree with you because you're a woman. I get it. Like, that's
Michael
part of.
Michael Farr, where you at, Michael Farr?
I get it. What's up,
Michael
Eric Agerson? I see
Eric
you on
Eric Agerson, did you see it?
This is what I'm saying right here. You should have sex as often as necessary. That is on point. That's every day.
It should not
be a day off.
That's all.
No days off,
hear.
Except for whenever there's a
that's
time.
All
but I'm saying it's biblical.
Hear.
It's biblical.
No, that's all you hear. You don't hear.
I don't want to make this about sex tonight, though.
I know. Please don't, because
so
every
stop.
Week you make it about
every
sex.
Week I go hard. I go hard in the paint when it comes to sex.
You make it about sex, and you might be getting more if you actually did these points.
Honey, I love this. Enjoy the intimacy often.
Intimacy! Sex and intimacy are two different things.
Okay, I know, honey, but I'm thinking intimacy could be you watching the Arkansas Razorbacks with me. You watching a football game. That could be intimacy. Last night, I watched Dancing with the Stars. That was intimacy.
After I had to beg you.
No, actually, you told me.
Beg you.
That's a lie. You didn't beg me. Actually, you told me to go upstairs.
Oh, my God. I had to beg him because he looked at me and said, I ain't watching this crap. He said, I ain't watching this crap. He was going up the stairs. And I said, listen. I said, you see, this would be a perfect opportunity to see. I love Dancing with the Stars. I want to be on that show one day. I love dancing. He doesn't like it. I love it. So why not watch something? It's the beginning of the season and see why I love it so much. Maybe I might get a little turned on. You never know. Maybe I might get a little saucy after I see a little salsa. Maybe something will happen, but no.
Mm-mm. No.
This one here.
Mm-mm.
You know, I don't like this. Heather, can we watch anything? Can we watch Narcos?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to see subtitles about drug kingpins all the day. Do you know everything on the DVR is about drugs?
Heck
you
yeah.
Would think this man sold them or did them.
You don't know what I
That's
do.
That's all he wanted.
I made.
Anything with any kind of narcotics or some kind of criminal activity is on our DVR from him in sports.
Hey, listen. You know
that sacrifice, Mike. Loving listen. Your wife like Christ listen. In the church. Michael Farr agrees
okay.
with the points.
Okay, cool. So let's move on. Let's
no,
move on.
Why do you have to move? You don't hear.
I hear.
You don't listen.
I'm listening to everything he's saying.
So then why are you not changing your mindset? Why are you trying to
honey,
fit old wine in? Why you new wine
listen,
in? Let's change
listen,
our mentality.
Listen,
let's
okay.
Repent. Let's
okay,
turn
so
away.
Listen.
I'm going to throw out the terms.
I'm glad you used the word repent. Because last night I repented. Last night I felt a release. Last night I felt the Lord come in our bedroom. I felt the presence of the Almighty God in my bed last night. And it was not sexual. It was literally a healing. And all the stuff that's happened up tonight, well, honey, I'm not going to tell them why you didn't feel it.
I ain't feel it. I ain't feel nothing.
Oh, she was feeling something.
He's touching my hand, going out like this. I'm like, can he stop touching my hand? He's praying. He's starting to cry.
What I'm saying is this. Sometimes,
yeah.
As a husband, mm-hmm. as a man, as a leader of the household, you got to take back everything the enemy stole from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did last night.
Mm.
I literally took back. I took back our family.
Mm.
I took back our finances.
Mm.
I took back everything. I did in the name of Jesus.
Well, why can't
And I felt the release. I'm dead serious. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be crazy. I'm telling you. And I knew last night that it was a shift. It was a shift that happened. I'm telling you. And I mean it. I believe it with all my heart. And what I'm telling you is this right now. That's what we got to get back to. Is prayer. No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to sound like Evangelical Assembly of God pastor. I'm telling you, that's where the Marriage Out Loud is going to work at. It's through prayer. And it's going to start with me.
I'm talking about these simple points that you can't even seem to get past because they don't necessarily serve an immediate need for you.
That, up to that point,
that's what
up
I'm
to
saying.
Last night, up to last
no,
night,
I'm
I repented.
To, yeah, okay, so okay. then why are we not, so then, but why are we not, you can't, you just like to make a joke and keep moving. You don't really like to go into it and like figure out why this is not something that's applicable to you.
No, all of this is very applicable to me. That's a big word. I couldn't even, I'm going to choke.
You have a list.
I know. Honey, all of that is applicable. Okay, I love that we can enjoy intimacy and sex often.
Why is it always about my?
And all I did was read the sentence.
Oh
that's
my
all
God.
In one sentence.
Honor
your marriage, number 11, and keep it pure by remaining true to your wife in every way.
Why can sex be something?
Honey, wait, I don't even want to talk about
sex.
Oh my
God.
I don't want to talk about sex.
You always talk about sex.
I don't
want to
talk about it tonight. I quit talking about
okay.
it. I'm not talking about the three-letter word for a month. I am banned.
Okay.
I'm banned from talking about sex.
Please, thank God.
For a month. Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm gonna come back harder than ever. Okay.
Okay. Oh, and Wilson just joined. He stopped talking about sex as soon as Abby popped up.
Because I said that.
As soon as you see Abby, like, I'm not talking about sex anymore.
No. I said that before I see that. I seen the A.M. Wilson. This is what I'm saying, Heather. We are getting back to the basics.
Okay.
We're getting back to prayer in this household.
Okay.
We are getting back to the Lord in this household.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
So what I'm saying is, things will start happening.
Oh my God!
Abby, I felt a release.
Abby talking about something. Why I can't see Mike?
What's up, Abby?
That's
I
the only
you.
Reason she
so
tuned
this
in
thing.
To this mother snuck. She want to see. Look, here you go, Abby. There you go, Abby.
So listen. This is what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm saying, honey. What I'm saying is, last night when I prayed over you,
mm-hmm.
I literally felt a shift in the atmosphere. I felt it. I'm telling. I felt the release. Like I literally felt all the strongholds that was on our family come off. I'm not trying to be deep this weekend.
Okay.
I'm being honest.
You just said the same thing twice.
So what I'm saying.
Why are you repeating this? Because Abby's on here?
Heck no.
Okay, that's what it is.
Not at all.
What is it? Because
not
Abby's on.
Abby is not my pastor. Okay? Abby
yes, she is.
Abby is not my
pastor. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Even Abby said, LOL, he is because I'm on here.
Listen. So what I'm saying, let's get on to the next thing. We've been on this.
Oh my God, we've been on this too long. I'm gonna post the link to this article that Teretha Young
said. And while we're transitioning to this next thing, while you're pulling this up, I just want to challenge all the men and all the husbands to pray over their wives and watch God do something. I want you to rebuke it all off.
And I want the men to read this article.
Yeah,
and
I do too.
Especially the man sitting next to me.
Hey, and I'm going to. So make sure you email it to me.
Email me the article. And learn.
Email me the article.
And then learn.
I just said email me the article. You were talking. Email me the article. You could have done email it to me.
You
could have done email it to me.
Why are you screaming?
I'm still waiting on the email. I still ain't got the email. I still ain't got the email. I'm still waiting.
I'm sitting right here.
Do more clicking and less talking. Jesus.
I challenge men to read that article, study, and apply. Lindsay Rose.
That's what I'm talking about, Lindsay.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Okay, so we're going to
move on,
Lindsay.
Prayer challenge accepted. Michael Farr, and read the article, too. Don't just say, I'm going to pray over her.
Lindsay.
No, read
we're trying to move on. Y'all keep trying to bring up old wineskins. That's what y'all trying to do. That didn't make no sense.
Take it to the next level, guys.
Lord have mercy.
Come on. So, people have been... Let me get the recording.
We got to get the other camera. Listen, y'all. I've had a change in my life.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I've had a change in my life. This right is for y'all.
Abby's on here.
Hey, I know Abby.
Yes, it does. Everything to do with Abby.
Okay, no, it don't.
Listen,
I'm telling you, Abby is not my savior. Okay? No, she ain't.
Come on. A change.
Come on.
I want
to
hear.
No, Abby. Come on. Keep going. Abby wanted to tune in and listen to everything she missed because she was late to the show.
You was late.
And that's what happened when you're late to the show. You got to watch the rerun. Now you're going to have to watch the rerun tomorrow. Okay,
this
peace.
Is true.
Okay, we're moving on.
So people like to, I think, praying over your wife and getting back to the bases will bring forth the actions from the what, Mari?
Mari, you got to finish your sentence.
Mari,
you got to
keep typing from the article, just getting back to intimacy. Thank you. So this article and the prayer go hand in hand.
There you go, Mari. I still want my invite to come over to the career with Heather and my son.
Oh, gosh. Nothing is more intimate than prayer. Ooh. Whoa.
Okay.
Hello.
I know that's right. We'll pray tonight.
Whoa.
Come on, let's move on.
Stop trying to steer the ship. I got this.
You hear that, Abby? She just said the S word.
I said ship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so people have been sending us questions. Still, they still kind of want to put their marriages in our hands. We're here.
I don't know why.
We work through ours on video, on the podcast, and I'm fine with that. I don't take the responsibility lightly. But we do just give our opinion. But you know, you should always.
We are not professionals.
And counselors. But I'm gonna say what's going on. So here's the new question from completely anonymous. People are sending us stuff completely anonymous. This is from a wife. She says, "My husband doesn't like to talk. I'm the only one who brings up any important subjects like bills, business, future, large purchases, etc. How do you get your husband to be more vocal without the wife blowing up? Which is what I usually do." And then she went on a little rant.
Give it to us.
"He up and became an extreme vegan and didn't tell me.
I know,
but expects me to understand. I told him when I met him, he didn't eat like that. Now he doesn't want to even eat certain vegetables and grains. There's more in his do not eat list than eat list."
I know that's right.
"Like, what the hell?" Her words. "Are we supposed to eat for our anniversary,
grass.
Thanksgiving, and Christmas?
Grass.
What do we eat if we're invited to a friend's house? I refuse to be one of those people." I have more questions. She didn't send me no more, but that was the only one. So, anonymous Dear Abby woman that sent this question in, my first reaction to reading it is that you have a lot more going on than just... you have a lot of underlying animosity. Basically, I think what you're saying is that your husband is not talking to you about things that matter to you in general.
Right, right.
Like, it's you're not... like, you're not, like, because you, like, got all crazy over him being vegan.
For him, like, eating grass.
And, I mean, he's just trying to be healthy, probably, because anybody who would actually go and be vegan is really just trying to improve some kind of health situation.
Can you cook?
So, maybe it's a symptom of a greater issue, what our dear Abby, who is our personal counselor, is saying on Periscope right
now. I want to know, can you cook? No, I'm being devil's advocate.
Oh, you think that?
I'm saying if she could cook, would he still be a vegan? Maybe the only thing she knows how to cook is salad. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think about it, if all he want to eat is grass, maybe that's...
I think that her husband... Oh, Lord, is right, Abby. I don't think that has anything to do with her cooking. I think that her husband obviously makes decisions without her.
Right.
I think that they have not been communicating about a lot of things and then this was just like the last straw for her.
Yeah, I mean, that's big. I ain't gonna lie. Like, up until the point where you got into all the stuff when he became the vegan and started eating, I actually thought the first paragraph, the Dear Abby person was you. I really did. When it said, my husband does not like to talk.
Which is you.
I'm the only one that brings up important subjects like bills, business, future, large purchases, etc.
Yeah.
How do you get your husband to be more vocal without the wife blowing up, which is what I usually do?
You thought that was me.
I literally thought that was you. I'm literally thinking that you straight up did a ghost. And that you...
I wrote it myself.
You wrote to yourself and wanted to see what I was going to say.
Michael Farr said his wife is a pescatarian and he is not, and they are good. So
I don't even know what that is.
That she only eats fish.
Oh, okay.
Which is, I used to be that too. I used to only be a pescatarian. I didn't eat meat for a number of years until I got pregnant with Isaac. And it didn't bother.
I think in order to help this lady, this is what she's going to have to do.
Please be serious.
I'm
about
being
this,
serious.
Obviously, she wrote.
Yeah,
and, like,
no doubt. Because she
really
has more questions. We're gonna get some more questions from her this week. I already know it. I'm ready for it. But it's the thing. Feed him what he want to eat. You don't want to lose him. You don't want him to die. So you need to feed him. Feed him that. And what I'm saying is, maybe you should just adopt some of it into your lifestyle. Not saying you got to become a vegetarian or a vegan. But what I'm saying is. Come to his level. Oh, and then, no. But what I'm saying is, then you can use this as bait to get him to come to your level. You see what I'm saying? It's like, it's chess moves. It's not checkers. You got to be able to give in order to take, and then able to take in order to give. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going deep right now.
Most men have a hard time with deep conversation, so the wife needs to work on her approach. So that's what you're trying to give her, a different approach.
That's what I'm saying. You got to hit it from a different angle.
Use your words.
I don't know how to use my words.
Okay.
I'm not Isaac.
Abby just spoke for you.
There you go, Abby.
Abby just spoke for you. Okay, so that's what we're getting from Periscope. I agree with Abby. I do actually agree with you for the first time ever that you might have to change up how you're speaking to him. I know that it's frustrating when you feel like you're in a relationship alone, that you're not on a team, that you feel like you're on an island. Yeah. I often feel that way. And we often, in the past, before the revival last night.
Before the repentance last night. We did have revival last night.
Have those conversations, those blowouts, because you just don't feel heard.
Yeah.
You don't feel valued.
Definitely.
And so then you get mad over anything.
Right.
Because you don't feel like you're heard.
Yeah.
So I would be honest about that, though, because talking about, like, him not talking about bills and this, I would say, listen, I feel like I'm alone in this relationship.
Yeah.
That's all I would say. I mean, I don't know what man, if they see their wife and you just say, I miss you, I feel like you're not here with me, that you don't love me. Like, that's what I'm hearing from you, that he just doesn't talk. That's just like, whatever.
Baby, you just said a lot.
I'm just telling
her. No, I know. Like, you just went really deep.
Well, that's how, I mean, that's how I felt
before. But what I'm saying is, she needs to take what you just said, but condense it. Like, I'm just saying, like, because I literally, as you were saying that, like...
You drifted off.
No. I literally was at the Arkansas versus Texas Tech game down in Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
See?
Literally. And I saw the camera, and it reminded me, I'm literally on the show. I'm literally recording the show right now.
Yes, be concise. Listen, Abby, I'm just flowing on my podcast.
So what I'm saying is...
Are you Disser?
Listen, Miss Lady that sent in the question... What I'm saying is, say all that good stuff, but what I'm saying is this. You got to be able to make that thing under a minute. I'm saying you got to. Unless you know how to, like, make it, like, whatever his favorite sports team.
Uh-huh.
Like, use metaphors.
I do use metaphors, yes. Please use football metaphors. They work.
Like, look.
They work.
You should be something like this right here. Like, look. if you want our relationship to grow like that grass that you love to eat, then you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to use metaphors like that. Then I need you to value me like you do that broccoli. You get what I'm saying? Like, you got to be able to, like, to make it relatable. Don't just go into a woman's spiel and a woman, you know, run on sentence. He's thinking about his sweet potatoes out there. That's in the garden.
I don't understand why me saying that I feel completely alone doesn't affect you. I don't understand.
What are you talking about? Abby said she won't see me while I'm talking.
Abby, I had so much to say just now, but I'm not gonna say it.
Get to him.
I'm not gonna say it.
So what I'm saying is this right here, love. I think the woman is gonna do good.
The light is right there. Abby, look, Abby's the only one that wanna see. Lindsay wanna see me.
Listen. So what I'm trying to help this lady, Heather, okay. She just spoke her heart. Mm-hmm. She just spilled her guts out to us on social media.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Her story is out to the world. She needs some help. She is crying on the inside.
Mike is rambling.
Thank you. So what I'm saying...
This is why we love Periscope. Follow us and Marriage All Out.
Yes. But what I'm saying is this, is that she's going to make this thing work. She just got to know how to speak it in his language, his love language.
I agree.
That's it.
Boom. I agree. But be honest about what the real problem is, not just, you know what I'm saying. I heard from my wife that she felt like she was alone, and I felt embarrassed as a man, and it made me, Michael Farr speaking right now, that's what I'm talking about, Michael Farr. It made him feel like crap, basically. It made him feel like crap. That's all I'm saying, that you tell your man that you feel alone and you in a relationship and in a marriage, something that you supposed to have this relationship. Look at all these hearts I'm getting. Uh-huh. I'm just telling the girl to be real.
Keep it 100.
Don't talk about being vegan. Don't talk about large purses. Talk about the fact that you feel completely alone in a relationship. Those words should be enough. Boom. Is what I'm hearing on Periscope.
Boom. I think we just helped her.
I hope we did.
No, I know we did.
Email deeper questions or whatever. I'll forward them to Abby.
Listen, she just got the keys to the kingdom, okay? She just did. We just gave it to her.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, move on to the next thing. How much time we got left on the podcast?
The card is full. Yes. The card is full. It's over. The podcast is over.
That's it.
The card is out. So, marriageoutloud.com. Follow us on all of our social media sites. And if you want to be in on our Periscope conversation, because we love it, follow us on Periscope at Marriage Out Loud. We will see you next week.
Peace.
You're horrible. You're a horrible man.
I'm an awesome man. I repented.